Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us, as today is part two of a great two-part interview with a very good friend of our ministry, Dr. Charles Page. Now, if you haven't heard of him, he's been on our podcast before, and we were talking about his book, A Spoonful of Courage. I mean, I remember I read that book the first time in one sitting. I could not put it down. Amen? And he's known in his medical practice as the doctor you need to see, the best doctor you can see on your worst day of your life, because he is just that good. And like I said during the broadcast or during the recording, that if I lived in Central Texas or Eastern Texas, he would be my doctor. He's just awesome. But the information he's given us today, not just about his books, but also about running a ministry as part of your business or a business as part of your ministry. You call it a business ministry. I'm having a hard time pronouncing myself, but praise God. Let's jump back into the conclusion of this interview with Dr. Charles Page. Amen, amen. And you emphasize that people aren't alone when they're going through these things. I mean, when facing medical challenges, is that a normal reaction for people to feel alone, like nobody cares?
I think we all, in one sense, feel that, don't you? I mean, often, you know, whatever life circumstance we're going through, we feel alone, we feel afraid, we feel helpless. And you know, and in a sense, we kind of have that zero mentality, but that may be the best place that we could ever be, because ultimately we're either going to be in desperate, live in despair, or it's going to throw us ultimately to God. And you know, I think God puts us in those situations. It seems like to me every other day, just to remind me that, hey, I do need God, you know? So,
yeah.
So yeah, I would say that, but yeah, I think there's a lot of people, like, you know, especially, you know, the first time you tell someone that they have cancer, man, that's one of those times when the room begins to spin and you begin to really feel alone. But God is, you know, like Psalm 46 says, you know, God is our very present help in time of need, you know? And so ultimately we don't realize, you know, is that those obstacles, especially those health obstacles we face, are opportunities for God to begin to, you know, begin to be a very present help. But we have to ask for it. We have to look for it. And so that's the hard thing. So that's kind of what my writing helps people to do, is to see the possibilities in their problems.
Yeah, amen. If you could pick one story from either one of your books that inspired you the most, what story would that be?
Oh, my goodness. That's really hard. You know, I would say one of my favorite stories, of course, my own personal story. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but about, you know, once again, kind of the setting, primary, I'm a, you know, dinosaur trying to keep this thing floating, this business floating. And one Friday afternoon, I was trying to head home. I was clicking buttons on the computer, and the computer, I heard this big shotgun blast, and the computer just went crazy. And, you know, like, I know you kind of mentioned you're kind of technologically challenged. Well, I'm really technologically challenged. And so I was frustrated, went outside, looked at the breaker, and everything looked fine. And ultimately, I went home on Friday afternoon. And as I was driving home, I got this call from the emergency room. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not on call in the emergency room. Why are they calling me? And so the nurse said, no, wait, it's not a medical problem. Your building's on fire.
Mm.
So I drove back, and my building was just, you know, going up in flames, and everything that I'd worked for and put my security in, I think, was gone there in about an hour. Mm. And, you know, we all have these life events where just things change just like that. And in that moment, the fire marshal kind of allowed me to go into the to the building and look around. And there was a stairwell that was there where I pray, and I'm kind of prayer. Not only am I technologically challenged, I'm prayer challenged. And so I would pray in this stairwell, and I would kind of get in the on the on the steps of the stairs and kind of go up. And when I get restless, I could take another step up. And I kind of wonder if that stairwell was still going to be there. And there were four things I found in that stairwell that just really gave me courage. One was this old black doctor's bag, and like the old timey doctor's bag that the doctors used to carry. And it kind of reminded me that although my practice was going to change, God still had a purpose for me in what I was doing in my business stream we've been talking about. The second thing was a Bible. I had this Bible that had been I got it, from World Medical Mission, which is Samaritan's Purse, and it had been signed by Franklin Graham. I'm so, I used it when I prayed. And what was interesting is that old Bible was just covered in soot and black. But as I opened it up, I realized the pages were still there. Those words in red were still there. And I realized that, Bible was still there. And, God's word is those principles, those promises are there, and they can endure any fire, any storm. And then at the top of the stairwell, kind of where it turns, there was pictures of my kids that my wife had made, and the fire had changed the images, and they were kind of grayish looking. And I realized at that moment that there were still people that I needed to impact. And of course, my
Amen.
family was the most and the most people that I really kind of need to refocus on, being a real role model and influence in their lives. And at the top, there was this cross. And the cross, my wife had made this beautiful wall where it kind of comes up to this little room where I can catch a nap every once in a while. And this cross, it was just the wall was just burned and charred and hideous. And this cross looked terrible. And but when I took that cross off the wall, there was this, I mean, there was this beautiful stained wood in the setting of that charred black wall. And I just thought to myself, wow, I think that's the purpose sometimes of our suffering. We're never going to understand why things happen,
Yeah,
on this
amen.
side of
Yeah.
eternity. We're never going to understand all that, but yet God has a purpose for it. And I really think the purpose is ultimately to show, make us, trophies of his grace, just to display to the universe, his children, what he's done in and through our lives. It's not about us,
Yeah.
but just to show that we're, of what he's done in our lives, even in the tough things,
Yeah.
the perplexing things that we can't, we can't really wrap our minds around. We know that God is doing those things, and that's what God promises.
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
for me one of the
Yeah.
what was one of the big changes. And I still don't really understand why that happened in my life. I know there's a lot of people that go through health crises. I know that you went through some health challenges, and I don't think we're ever going to understand that. But
Amen.
yeah, God has a purpose for it. And if we just trust him and keep going, we can rebuild our lives stronger and better than ever. My practice has been different.
Yeah. Amen.
And one of those things I think that I put my security in that maybe I was holding a little bit too loosely. And yet, God is continuing to, to help me keep this thing going.
Amen. I remember one story from the first book that I still remember this day. I tell people this story whenever it pops into my mind while we're talking about something. And I want you to share the story about the old farmer that kept giving himself an electric shock to get his heart beating right.
Yeah, cardioversion. Man, this is we're deep in the woods here in East Texas, and so we see all this crazy stuff, but there's this old farmer, this old rancher, and his old farm was kind of wearing out, and the corral, the boards were falling off. And so instead of fixing his corral, I guess he didn't anticipate living very long. He started putting up this electric wire around the fence, and so he'd go out and feed his cows in the corral every morning. And one day he got out there and he was just feeling, kind of weak and tired, and just kind of out of the ordinary tired. And he was, feeding, putting out feed cubes for his cows, and he accidentally grazed that electric wire, and it shocked him, you know, and it threw him to the ground. And man, when he got up off the ground, he kind of brushed the dirt off his, you know, his old overalls, and he realized, hey, I feel a little better. You know, so this kind of went on, and you know, it happened again, and he same thing happened. You know, he started feeling better, you know, and it's kind of odd. So after this happened several times, the old farmer took the electric wire and he put it through his kitchen, you know, and he and so every morning he'd get up like you and me, had their coffee, and he'd touch that wire, you know, and he called it his shock therapy. So this kind of went on for a while, and ultimately ended up in the hospital. He got really sick, and the doctor asked him, well, how long have you been having this problem? Looking at his, you know, his EKG. And the old farmer confessed his, you know, what he had been doing. And the cardiologist was in shock, you know, because what the farmer was doing is when he's touching that wire, he was, you know, he was cardioverting his heart. You know what I'm saying? He was shocking his heart back into rhythm. He was in atrial fibrillation. And what the old farmer didn't know could definitely, you know, could definitely hurt him, you know, because you know, when you do that, when you shock your heart in an uncontrolled setting, sometimes you press the control alt delete, the delete button, and just the heart stops and it never starts again, you know. So you know, but just kind of funny how sometimes we do those things, and kind of, I guess, the spiritual kind of take home with that is that we need to come to the great physician. You know, ultimately we do
Amen.
need good doctors, and we do need good doctors who know what they're doing, but ultimately the real healing comes from the great physician. And so often, you know, our heart gets out of rhythm and we don't know it, and we start looking for remedies that may or may not be of, you know, real benefit to us. And we try to do our home remedies, you know. And I'm a surgeon, you know, I'm kind of the world worst, you know. I do as I say, not as I do, you know. But I think, you know, kind of coming to the great physician, understanding that ultimate healing and ultimate health and ultimate well-being comes from, you know, from God.
Amen. 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 I also found out that you also have your own TV program now. Amen. Congratulations on that.
Yeah,
Share a little bit about that.
I'm doing some TV pod to TV programs and stuff. I'm kind of in limbo right now, but hopefully trying to pick that up. Right now, I'm just trying to do a set of devotions, you know, for people that they can sign up for, and just trying to get back to, you know, to trust. I'm going to start bringing out some videos and stuff that kind of look at the framework of health, and kind of talking about this concept of be, think, and do. You know, so often when you read books about health, it's all about doing, you know, or maybe some attitudes, but really for the Christian, it goes even deeper than that. It goes to our very being, you know, that we're eternal, that we're personal, we're physical. All of these components come together. And so often, I think even Christians, we just have this mixed framework of things, and we're trying to piecemeal together health and well-being. We don't understand why it's not working,
Yeah. Amen.
you know.
Amen.
So that's kind of one of the things that one of the goals that I plan to get to eventually. But for now, it's just devotions, and you know, the thing that I'm, you know, we're hopefully will be given to folks is a just a link for a free ebook that kind of discusses some of those stories you mentioned. But also, there's a sign up for, you know, just sign up for our devotionals that we're gonna
Yeah.
that we get a give out probably every couple of weeks, something like that.
Amen. Amen. Now, like I said, we're almost out of time. Talk about that special offer that you're giving our listeners again.
Well, it's for free, first of all. And you know, once again, we're talking about trust. And one of the things I've really been kind of trying to work on is, once again, trying to serve people and not sell them something. So the link that you'll get, that they'll get, I mean, they have the option to take the free ebook and it's theirs for free, or they can sign up for the link. You know, I'm really trying not to manipulate people, you know what I'm saying, as much as I think sometimes we try to do. You know, people sign up for our list and, you know, for a free giveaway. And I really kind of want to separate those two things and just see if people, you know, and just serve people however they need it. You know what I'm saying? If they need a free ebook, if they need devotions, you know, kind of doing it that way. And that's kind of where I'm kind of moving in my business tree as an author and as a speaker and stuff, you know, is letting God, you know, just trusting God and letting God be, you know, determine the outcome of these things. And so that's kind of what I'm, you know, I want people to get today is just,
Amen.
I want to serve them, not sell them something.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. Folks, I've read A Spoonful of Courage through a couple of times. It's not just a good book, it's a great book. Okay. You really need to get a copy of that book in your hands. In fact, I'd order two or three. I guarantee once you read it, you'll want to share it. I mean, it's absolutely no doubt in my mind you'll want to give it to someone you know. It's that good. Amen. And be sure to click the link for Spoonful of Courage Equations to find grace in life's challenges. Don't let that word equation scare you, okay? Because
I'm
the
mad. I
first time
told you
I
I'm
read that title,
mathematically
I was like,
challenged.
oh no, no algebra. We're out of here. That title might scare somebody. But no, it's good stories in there too. Amen. Amen. And, matter of fact, we got just a minute or so. Share about the story in that book about the nail that you had to pull out of someone's neck.
Oh, the nail in the neck. So, it's interesting. I had this guy came in with a nail in his neck, and everybody kind of passed it off. And ultimately, sometimes I'm the end of the line. And this guy was really frustrated, because everybody come in, look at the nail, they did all these CAT scans, and somebody ultimately had to pull out the nail. But, it's one of those things where as we're going through things, sometimes we really have to think things through. And so often in medicine or in life or in our life events, sometimes we just want to have that knee-jerk reaction. There's the nail, just pull it out. Well, if you pull out that nail in the emergency room, sometimes that can be catastrophic because blood begins to build up in the neck, and then you don't have time to get them to surgery, and you have to, do all these kind of things. So don't want to, scare your audience. But so anyway, here I was with this nail in the neck, and we kind of went through the process of, how do we approach this? And so it's, and then, in kind of the illustrations, how do we approach life? And so often, like I talked about in the book, people approach it as a victim. They see everything that happens to them through victim lenses, or they see it as themselves as zeros, or they, their response are totally inadequate, or they see themselves as the hero. And we surgeons are the worst at this. We think that we're the answer to, the all life's problems, and what a false sense of what a false assumption. And so really looking at life through the sense of the lenses of grace, I think is really kind of the whole idea of the book. But it begins with looking at our presuppositions. A lot of times we face a life challenge, and we, for better or for worse, we do the best that we know how. And so kind of this whole idea of this book is to give people tools to help them to be able to navigate their problems, not just their health challenges, but all of life events in a different way. And of course, the ultimate tool is the tool of grace, where God empowers us to do what we can't do for ourselves,
Yeah, amen. Amen. And you did get the nail out of the neck.
I did, but I had to take him to surgery, and I'm glad I did because it had went through the backside of his jugular vein. So,
Amen.
yeah, we would have had problems if we had did in the emergency room.
Yeah, or he'd done it at home.
Yeah,
Because
and that was mad. And the guy
he said
was,
he wanted to do it at home.
and by the way, the guy was mad because he couldn't, the hospital wouldn't give him
Yeah,
the nail.
why is that? Why would they give him the
It was
nail?
his nail, I mean, I tell you, I'd have been mad too,
Yeah, that make me
All
go
these
through
name
all this, and you're not
protocols from
even
the
giving me my
hospital.
nail. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Drop down the show notes. Reach out to Dr. Charles Page, the links provided, and be sure to take him up on his free offer. Praise God. But click the link, order a complete copy of A Spoonful of Courage and A Spoonful of Courage Equations to Find Grace in Life's Challenges. After you read them, pass them along. Make somebody else's day. I mean, these books will put a smile on your face, I guarantee it. Dr. Chuck, I do appreciate your time from taking time from your medical practice to sit down with us and talk about these great books. Let's not wait 5 years till we do it again. Amen.
It's a pleasure, Bob. And it's amazing how quick time passes. I think COVID caught us all by surprise, didn't it?
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Dr. Charles Page and myself, Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com. podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.